Time now for the Remembrance Project, our series from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives. And today she traces one man's long journey from China to his final home in Boston.
Teach Don Trong was only 14 when he left China on a cargo ship. The seven children he would someday have did not exist yet. But almost 80 years later, his youngest daughter Tian understood what drove him.
He grew up with a very large family in China, and life was difficult back then. And he decided that he wanted to venture out to find his own destiny.
Don landed in Vietnam, saved money, became a street vendor, and eventually an entrepreneur. He also became a husband and father. History was tumultuous, but Don was not.
He put his 100% heart and soul into working and saving for his family.
After the Vietnam War, military friends warned him to leave the country.
My dad said, "What are you talking about? This is my life. I settle here, I live here all my life, all my children are growing up here. I'm not going to leave."
But escape became imperative once the communist regime took over. A desperate Don sent four of his children off on a fishing boat.
And I have, no clue, where we're going. We just keep asking the question, "Where are we going?" He said, "Well, you just follow your brother and you're going to go to the countryside and you're going to meet the fishermen and there you're going to go."
The next morning, Navy patrol found them. On his second try, Don paid a different boat owner in advance.
But when we got there, the boat wasn't there. He took off with my dad's money, all our belongings.
The third boat finally arrived in Malaysia. 8 months later, a Lutheran church sponsored the family's migration to a small Texas town. Don, an entrepreneur no longer in this new world, worked as a machinist, a janitor, a dishwasher. The children saw him on holidays.
My parents are much older, so they having language barrier. So living in Texas was a challenge for them.
No one understood his history. No one grasped his destiny. It was a foreignness difficult to endure. Then a friend mentioned that Massachusetts had a Chinatown.
He was so excited. He said, "You said what? They have Chinatown? I'm coming up next day. Pack our bag and we're going to go."
34 hard-working, satisfied years later, Don died in Boston. His wife, children, and grandchildren were around him.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Teach Don Trong, who died last December. He was 93 years old. If you'd like to suggest a loved one for Remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.